It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. It's time for another great destination. And what makes this city such a great vacation choice is how close it is to us. Our destination today is Augusta. And just under 3 hours from North Georgia, it's a very, very easy drive. And might I also say a very beautiful one as well. Now, this city was once known as the winter getaway for socialites and industrialists, but now it's our city to go and have a little bit of fun in. And it was also the city where peaches were grown, and the Alberta and the Georgia Bell, the peaches that Georgia is known for, were actually created by a farmer there. And also, we know Augusta as the hometown of the godfather of soul, Mr. James Brown. And the city's actually known worldwide for his musical, you know, achievements and all of the things that he's done, all those great things he's done for music. Now, as we start Black History Month, this is a great time to head over to Augusta to celebrate the month with a lot of different things, but most definitely recognizing James Brown. And you'll hear throughout the show all of my favorite James Brown songs. So you may have some other ones, so you can certainly share that with me. You can go over to my Facebook page, Travel Bags with Anita, and let me know your favorite James Brown songs. I'd love to hear those. But now, I want to just talk about Augusta just in general. And in order to do that, I have asked one of my friends to join me from Augusta and Company. And that would be Eleanor Prater. She's the digital marketing manager over in Augusta at Augusta and Company. And she knows everything about Augusta. I mean, everything. She's my go-to person. So I've asked her to come on the show today. So Eleanor, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Anita. It's an absolute pleasure.
Well, it's my pleasure to have you on because I was recently there and got a chance to spend a little bit of time with you and spend some time in your beautiful city. And as I mentioned, I was so excited because I'm a big James Brown fan. I mean, I grew up listening to his music. And I know that there are several other notable personalities in the Augusta area as well. So why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the other folks?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you know, as you mentioned, we are the city, the hometown of the godfather of soul, Mr. James Brown, as we call him. When he came back around town and he was noticeably and visibly seen all throughout town, we would address him as Mr. Brown. So here locally, we kind of still keep that tradition alive. We keep it very warm and close to our hearts. And we call him Mr. Brown with everything that we do. Any historical tributes, even the favorite restaurants that he used to visit, we always reference him as locals as that's the spot that Mr. Brown would frequent, or that's the historical tour of Mr. James Brown. But he's definitely not the only one here in Augusta. He's really made their mark on music and culture and arts and entertainment. Jesse Norman, the famous opera singer and philanthropist, was also here in Augusta. And there's actually a school here, Jesse Norman School of the Arts, that's named in honor of her, that works throughout the city to kind of really bring that culture to a lot of the kids here locally that may not get that introduction. We are known for our music. We have two massive major musical talents who called Augusta home at one point in their lives and in their careers. And so we really try to embrace that. We have a lot of funk. We have a lot of soul.
Well, absolutely you do. And also, too, there's some other notable things, or one major notable thing about Augusta, and that's Augusta National. You can't see Augusta without putting National on the end there.
You definitely can't. We are so famous for those beautiful azaleas and those tasty pimento cheese sandwiches that come right off that Augusta National golf course. Here we kind of mix that vibrant soul and funk that we get from just these incredible cultural icons with this amazing international sports event right next door to everything. So we always, we're known for the Masters and Mr. James Brown, but we really, you know, we try to mix that vibrant culture of both of these worlds, and it kind of comes out and just makes this beautiful Augusta.
It makes it a welcoming place for everyone. Now, this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and today I'm taking you to Augusta, and I'm talking with my friend Eleanor from Augusta & Company. She's telling us all about all these great things to do in Augusta. Now, Eleanor, I know Augusta's location on the Savannah River made it the perfect destination for moving commerce during the earlier days, but also a summer getaway. Tell us a little bit about that history, which made the city such a great choice for summer relaxation.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Savannah River is really one of our biggest accessible points. I mean, the waterways are what kind of make cities. And in history, you know, you would really see that the waterway would introduce the city to a lot of new cultural things, a lot of food, a lot of new oddities that a city would need when it was growing and bustling in its heydays. And the Savannah River really acted that way for Augusta, Georgia. We're right on that South Carolina, Georgia line, and we're right just only a smidge to the Georgia side. If you bumped us over, we'd probably be in South Carolina, but we're not. And so that Savannah River kind of divides those state lines for us and really acts as one of our main attractions. And today, you'll see it being kind of the pinnacle of our outdoor life here. So you see it attached to just about everything that you can do. We have a gorgeous river walk that's included in downtown that you can actually see the South Carolina state line across the river, that gives you that kind of, okay, this is our barrier line, but still, you know, we're all a big home in this river region. We all share this gorgeous river together. So it really just kind of acts as this main focal point for Augusta, and the life and hustle and bustle of the city is centered around it.
Well, I'll tell you now, I mean, I heard you mention that about you could just bump and be over in South Carolina. We're keeping Augusta in Georgia. South Carolina cannot have you.
Oh, 100%. As much as they may want us, they definitely can't have us.
That is so true. We're keeping you. Now, Augusta is also known for so many beautiful homes, which have been around for years. So tell us about some of the famous homes there.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're really known for some really stunning architecture here in Augusta. I mean, Augusta dates back to 1736, which is its founding date. And some of the homes here just really have a lot of that historical essence that you just do not see elsewhere. We have a section of Augusta called Somerville, the Somerville Historical Area, the Somerville Historical Homes. And some of those homes date back to even the early 1800s, before the actual Somerville City was created. And Somerville really kind of houses a lot of those historical homes. You see a lot of those in our downtown district as well. But those homes were famous for a multitude of reasons, including even one of them being the boyhood home of President Woodrow Wilson, which is still here in Augusta and still does active tours with even pieces of furniture in the house that were there when he was a little boy. And so it really is kind of a fascinating element here to Augusta that you've got this beautiful eclectic mix of homes and architecture with the new modern kind of industry that you see and the hustle and bustle of all of our everyday lives. And like I said, a lot of these homes held many historical figures, and the homes themselves are famous for it.
Well, absolutely. Some very beautiful homes. And I would really recommend that people plan a trip to come over. So what's a good website for us to check that out? We are down to the end of this segment here, so I definitely want to get that in. What's a good website?
Yeah, absolutely. It's pretty simple, Anita. It's visitaugusta.com. If you want to come find everything fun to do in Augusta, everything history, everything outdoors, if you want to come see our river, you just click visitaugusta.com and you'll come straight to us.
Well, that sounds perfect. That sounds really perfect. Thank you, Eleanor, so much for joining me today to help me explain why they've got to come to Augusta. So thank you so much.
Awesome, Anita. Thank you so much for having me. And we look so forward to seeing you next time here in Augusta.
Oh, I'm coming back. That's for sure.
Oh, I can't wait.
Now, we got to take a break here, but we'll be back in a moment here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, which is brought to you today by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. You can check them out at thesapeloislandbirdhouses.com. Back in a moment.
Can't pass the people. Can't pass the hitman.